Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
What a beautiful Monday we have in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I want to welcome everybody into ABQ Connect. We've got an old friend of the show and a new friend of the show, so I want to welcome in Brian Ollered, president of New Mexico Praise. Brian, thanks for being on ABQ Connect today.
Hey, Jim. Always an honor. Seems like every week. So.
Well, and I'm really blessed, Brian, because as president of America Praise and New Mexico Praise, you are doing a lot to bring the body of Christ together. And we're going to talk a little bit about that ministry today. And before we start that, I want you to introduce our new guest. Pastor Richard Mansfield is on the phone. Please introduce him for us.
Yes, Pastor Richard's been one of my best friends. I've been in Albuquerque 22 years, met him early on, and just over those years became friends. And so Richard is the senior pastor at New Beginnings Church, and he's also the new chairman of New Mexico Praise. So Pastor Richard, welcome to the phone call.
Hello, Pastor Richard.
It's a joy to be with you guys.
And Pastor Richard, I was teasing Brian with him not on the phone here a minute ago while I was talking with you prior to the show beginning, and I always tease Brian because I've told him that his office is I-25, but he's actually had to slow down a little bit. He's not allowed to go traveling around and stuff. So Brian, I'm blessed that you're here with us. You are the ultimate multitasker. You're an author, you're a dad, you're a husband, president of New Mexico Praise. What have we got, five or six other titles maybe out there?
You know, the title I prefer is Servant of Jesus.
So oh, there you go. There you go. Hey, well, let's go right to Pastor Mansfield. Richard, you haven't been on the program, at least with me before. I know you know Peter Benson, who was my predecessor, and tell us about your role now as the chairman of New Mexico Praise.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim. Yeah, I've been on the program several times with Peter over the years, and definitely new in this seat as chairman of New Mexico Praise. I've been along with Brian since the inception, and Brian has this vision that is literally unfolding right in front of our eyes. We talked about and dreamt about what it would look like to pull pastors and congregations from all over New Mexico to come together to pray, to come together to unite in prayer for our state, but also to put action to the prayer, to get involved and do what we can in whatever capacity. So we've gotten involved in Convoy of Hope. We've gotten involved in Love ABQ. We've gotten involved in when the senior Olympics were here serving. We just want to serve our community and serve our state, first and foremost through prayer, but then in action. How can we get involved? So it's been an amazing journey to see what God has done in the short of 4 years that this started and what God is doing, because Brian had a dream of taking it nationally and then internationally. And we were sitting around the board meeting, and one of the pastors, Bishop David C. Cooper, said, "Who knows? We might take this galactically." And, and you know, we laughed, but in the same breath, they're going to be doing pretty soon. They're going to be starting from the spaceport here in New Mexico, going up into orbit. And I've got a dream and vision to put some kind of a Bible in that one of those trips with scripture and galactic prayer in there, galactic, you know, praise, because I'm telling you, God is doing a work.
Well, that would make a new definition for praying over the world, wouldn't it? If you had people praying on one of those ships.
Amen.
Yeah, Brian, hey, you've written a new book called When People Pray, and I know a lot of that comes from your personal experience prior to America Praise and New Mexico Praise and World Praise. Tell us how the book's going. You've made this very generous offer to give away the e-book, and I hope plenty of our listeners have taken you up on that. I know I have.
Thank you, Jim. You know, it's a crazy thing. 28 years ago, I went to Bible college in New York, and my first semester on a Friday night, one of the guest speakers came up to me and he said, "Hey, you know, you want to be a great, you know, evangelists like Billy Graham, but God says, you're going to do that, but I've called you to be a great intercessor.
Yeah.
And I cried. I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
It was like the only intercessors I knew were like elderly women. And so, I was just like, what? I don't want to be an intercessor. I want to be a preacher. You know, my dream was crushed, you know. And, but then when I study scripture, you find out that Jesus is the intercessor, right? That if we want to be like Jesus, that's to intercede. Romans 8:34. He's seated at the right hand of the Father praying for us. He's interceding for us. And so, you know, it's been a 28 journey as an intercessor. And I feel like I'm an intercessor first and then a preacher, then a pastor, then a leader. But, you know, in scripture, there was these two things the apostles said we're going to devote ourselves to, Acts 6:4. Prayer and ministry of the word. And so it's just really exciting. We wanted to give this book away. People can go to When People Pray, W-H-E-N, whenpeoplepray.com and download it for free. And so we're just giving away the ebook. It's also in the Kindle bookstore on Amazon. It's also in the Mac bookstore for free. And our publishers and I just said, let's just give it away. The paperback comes out in June, but we just wanted it to be a prayer resource. We've had people download it from all around the world. So it's been pretty, it's getting a lot of traction. So we're humbled by that. So
that's neat. That's neat. Pastor Richard, I want to ask you about, you have an event that you, I think, have been handling and holding annually, which is a pastor's conference for New Mexico Praise. Obviously, with the stay-at-home order, some of those plans have had to change. It's scheduled for the end of this month. Tell us about those plans now.
Yeah, actually, it's not a conference. We have prayer year-round, and we have prayer every day, and we have prayer monthly meetings. Mm-hmm. But once a quarter, we have a pastor's meeting mm-hmm. where we bring in a speaker. We come together for breakfast. We are inspired, we're challenged, we worship together, we just encourage one another, we pray with one another, we try to bring healing to just brokenness. Pastors are constantly giving, and under attack, and just really burdened and overwhelmed. And so what we try to do is say, okay, what can we do to bring refreshment into a pastor's life? And this is one of the things we do. And by doing this, what we do is we say, okay, we're going to have this quarterly meeting. Obviously, we can't have it physically, so we're going to be having a meeting virtually. We're going to be having it on April the 30th. That's going to be coming up real soon, and we're hoping that everyone will be able to join in. It's going to be April 30th. That's a Thursday, and it's going to be at 9 o'clock in the morning. There's going to be different avenues for people to tune in. You're going to be able to get there through a website. You're going to be able to get there through YouTube. You're going to be able to get there through Facebook. And it's just going to be a great gathering time where pastors are going to be praying. And we're going to have pastors praying virtually. We're going to have some here at New Beginnings Church where we're producing that program. And that ministry day, and we're going to be gathering together to pray, encourage one another. And then we're going to have Mark Anderson come on board. And Mark is an amazing leader that's been with, YWAM, Youth with a Mission. He was heading for many, many years Impact World Tour. We even had an Impact World Tour here. Back in 1999, Mark Anderson was here. It was a great, great outreach. We had thousands and thousands that came out, and he's going to be challenging us. And Brian's been meeting with him and sharing some time with him. And Brian's going to let us know what's going to be taking place on the theme of what he'll be sharing that day. But we're going to have a great time. So, Jim, I want to ask our listeners to get a pencil or something, a paper, just something where they can write down or just put your phone on notes, and that way you can jot down where to tune in for that prayer meeting that day, because it's going to be a great time.
Sounds good. And do you guys have that information now, or will we need to get that to the listeners later?
No, I could give that now.
Okay.
Yeah, on the website, It's going to be at, obviously, it's going to be at NBCABQ.com. That's NBCABQ.com. And then on Facebook, it'll be going from New Beginnings Church hyphen ABQ Facebook.
Okay.
And it'll also be going from YouTube, and it's NBCABQ on YouTube. And then from there, there'll be people sharing, and from there, it'll just go viral. We'll have it on the New Mexico Praise Facebook page as well, live during that time. It's just going to be a great gathering, and maybe Brian could go ahead and share a little bit about Mark Anderson. I've had the privilege of meeting him, but Brian's been spending a lot of time with him recently, and he could tell you some of the great things that they're doing.
Mm.
Thank you, Pastor Richard. Yeah, and we'll also share it on our New Mexico Praise Facebook page as well. So we'll have it streaming on lots of pages. But April 30th, 9 a.m., really excited about that. But, you know, Jim, what happened in Amsterdam 2000, that was Billy Graham's last, also largest kind of gathering of evangelists, 10,000 evangelists joined in Amsterdam. And they had a subset of 600 mission leaders, mission and Bible translation leaders in a room, and Billy asked them one simple question: what would it take to finish the Great Commission in our lifetime? Mm. And so they were meeting every day for that whole week, and he just said to them, by Friday, don't leave the room until you've figured out a plan to finish the Great Commission in your lifetime, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a pretty big challenge from Billy Graham, right? So at this table was Mark Anderson, who was with YWAM, and then across from him, and Steve Douglas, the president. He'd just taken over for Bill Bright, Campus Crusade. Now it's Branded Crew. And they adopted all these unreached people groups, and they had about half left. And so Steve Douglas says to Mark Anderson, well, you know, YWAM, Youth of the Mission, you're the biggest mission agency. Why don't you guys take the rest of the unreached people groups? You know, and Mark says, well, I mean, yeah, but we don't have the resources, you know, that Campus Crusade has. So, you know, why don't we do it together? And they said, all right, let's do it together. And they said, well, what does it mean to reach all these unreached people groups? Does that get a Bible in their language, or is that a church? What does that mean? And so they came up with these five finish lines of the Great Commission, is how they talk about them. What would it mean to get to the finish line? So to say that a group of peoples reached is more than a Bible in their language, right? It's that we would share the gospel. There'd be a church within walking distance of every man, woman, and child on the planet. There'd be the word of God in their language, either oral or written. You know, so they went through these different things. What would the finish line look like? And so we want to care for the sick and the poor. We want to, and so they came up with this idea of the finish lines. And so they've been leading that movement globally now for 20 years. And it's gained so much traction. Out of that came this thing called Call to All, which is calling everybody. We're called to reach all people, right? Go make disciples of all nations. And so this is an amazing thing. Rick Warren's a part of it. There's some global leaders, Wycliffe, all the Bible agencies are a part of it. And so they have a finish line in sight. You know, we want to get the word of God, and you heard Morgan Jackson talk about it, into the heart language of every man, woman, and child on the planet by 2033. Mm-hmm. But more than that, we need to have a church within walking distance, because it's not the Bible that saves. It's the preaching of the word that saves, right? So it's not just the Bible. Here you go in your language. Someone has to present it to them. So how do we track that? So Mark Anderson is at the center of that. It's an amazing guy. He lives in Kansas City, and he was supposed to be with us in Albuquerque. He's one of my best friends, but he's going to join us through video, and he'll be talking about this thing called All America, which is not one more program or one more initiative. Nobody got time for that. But it's this idea that All America, the idea is this, that over the next decade, from 2020 to 2030, would we own the brokenness and lostness of every city and community that we live in? So who's going to own the brokenness of Albuquerque and make sure that we get to the finish lines of the Great Commission, that every man, woman, and child in Albuquerque would be prayed for by name, mm-hmm. and across New Mexico, that everybody in New Mexico would hear the gospel in a clear, relevant way, whether that's at a church setting on a Sunday morning, in a small group, or a crew, you know, Bible study on the college campus, or through multimedia, that everyone hear the gospel, that that we would care for people, and we'd engage them with the Bible and invite them into a Christian community. So that's the basic thing. So it's just saying, how are we going to measure that and track that? Because what gets measured gets managed.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to see everybody get saved. Well, what does that look like? Want to reach New Mexico. What does that mean to reach New Mexico? Well, we want them to be prayed for, want them to hear the gospel, want them to be engaged with the Bible, want them to be invited into a Christian community, and we want to care for them in compassionate ways. And so that's what Mark will be sharing. It's a national movement, and we're a part of it here in New Mexico to say we want to see in the next 10 years, New Mexico, everybody in New Mexico prayed for by name, everybody cared for, everybody engaged with the Word of God, everybody invited into a Christian community, and everybody to hear the Word of God, the gospel, in a clear, relevant way. So, yeah, that's what Mark will be sharing about. It's really exciting. Mark had asked me to be the chairman of the prayer task force for that, so nationally and globally. So I'm excited to be part of it.
Sounds good. So this is the quarterly meeting of New Mexico Praise. It will be held on April 30th. All kinds of ways to connect through the Facebook page for New Beginnings Church. Pastor Richard Mansfield, the pastor there, he is on the phone with us this afternoon, along with President of America Praise, Brian Ollerid. We're going to be back with both of these gentlemen for a few more details about what's going on April 30th and to talk about their hopes for New Mexico. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, Boudicke, Buck Buckner, owner of Car Spa here. I've had a job since maybe 11 years old. Broke was not in my vocabulary. Through work opportunities, I learned things like responsibility, discipline, go-get, setting goals, savings, teamwork, integrity, competitiveness, commitment, and self-worth. Recent Car Spa expansions requires that we hire more people across the ranks of associates, supervisors, and managers. We need to build more teams to meet the demand of our business. We have hourly and salary positions with benefits, with experience and performance. We are looking for the right people and energy for both full service and part-time to be a part of our team. We have an immediate and greatest need at our newest Westside Coors location, but are hiring at all sites. Drop by early morning, Sunday through Wednesday, fill out an app, and interview a manager, and join the team.
Predicting the future with 100% accuracy? No one but God is even close to being able to make that claim. And yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
I want you to think of prophecy as being an aspect of one of God's great attributes. God is omniscient. He knows everything. And because he is omniscient, one of the aspects of his omniscience is that he knows the future in advance and can write about it, can predict it through his prophets in graphic detail.
Take the guessing game out of the future with Skip Heitzig's newly reprinted book, You Can Understand the Book of Revelation, now including helpful illustrations and a study guide. Get your copy when you give a generous gift of $35 or more to help expand the Bible teaching outreach of Skip Heitzig. Just call 800-922-1888 to give today. That's 800-922-1888 to give today. Or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer. That's connectwithskip.com/offer.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
You know, when we're in a dark season of personal pain, it is easy to begin questioning God's goodness. Man, I know that. That may be a natural response to our discomfort, but it certainly isn't the right one. Instead, in Psalm 107, we read that those who are hurting should purposefully quote, here it is, give thanks to the Lord for he is good. God's goodness, the psalmist reminds us, can be seen in the ways he's delivered us from previous bouts with trouble and pain. And of course, the greatest example of his goodness is our eternal redemption from sin in Christ. You may be in a dark season, but remember that God is good. Whether your suffering is the result of some unfortunate circumstance or some poor decision of yours, know that God is gracious and he can deliver.
Right thinking leads to right living. Want more? Power up with Pastor Mike Fabares on Focal Point, a half hour of hard-hitting Bible teaching here on your station. Or check it out online at focalpointradio.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
America Praise President Brian Ollerett on the phone with us, along with Richard Mansfield. He's the pastor of New Beginnings Church in Albuquerque and chairman of New Mexico Praise. Gentlemen, I really appreciate that. I want to go right to Richard Mansfield. As a pastor, and you have not only been teaching your church and running the church and working with people individually and leadership of your church, but now you've involved them in a prayer organization. What does that look like for your church, Richard?
You know, since the day we started, we've been a praying church. We have prayer pockets. We have prayer groups. Prayer has been literally the foundation of that was laid when we started and planted this church 38 years ago. God has been really good to us, and we've seen people mature and grow and getting very intimate with God and intimate with each other when they pray together. You start revealing your heart. You start revealing your mind. You start revealing your spirit. You just open yourself up first and foremost to the Lord and then to one another. And through that, you agonize together. You cry out together. You celebrate together. And you continue to just share victories together. So that's always been a real joy. When Brian came and talked to me about a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day prayer, it was, as he was sharing that, it was just this exciting time. But then as he started sharing the vastness of this vision, I was like, whoa, man, how are we going to do this? Mm-hmm. And he said, Richard, every church, if just one church took one day for 24 hours in prayer, man, we could do it. We could do it, you know, just with 30 churches. And I said, yeah, man, you could count us in. And man, and he goes, but let's take it. So I'll never forget. It was in the middle part of 2016. Brian had a pastor's prayer gathering at his congregation there at his church at Passion Church. And we got together and he started casting a vision. He didn't go into detail yet because he hadn't planned everything out, but pastors came together. Then in September, we came together here at New Beginnings Church, and it was just a great gathering time. And man, the momentum of coming together and working together as churches and pastors and congregations was exciting. Our congregation had done that for many years, and we had partnered with many churches to do outreaches. So to pray together was going to be an exciting time. Then when we launched it in January of 2017, my goodness gracious, there was over 200 pastors and leaders here. We hosted it here at my congregation here at New Beginnings Church. And my goodness, the excitement. It wasn't an ember that was fanned. I'm telling you, there was an explosion of an excitement and passion and love for God. But to do this together with pastors and congregations of different denominations, even different theologies, yet Jesus Christ was supreme. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is supreme. The coming together as a church is supreme. And man, we can lock arms and not always have to see eye to eye with everything. I don't see eye to eye with my wife all the time, and she could be wrong. You know, I let her be wrong at times. I go, poor thing. You know, she just doesn't get it.
Richard, okay, I think you're on the couch tonight, brother.
I might be outside tonight. But you know what? All kidding aside, though, we don't see eye to eye and everything. Brian and I don't see eye to eye and everything, but I love this brother. I locked arms. It's like, I feel like Jonathan and David, our hearts, our souls, our hearts have been knitted together. I love and trust Brian with everything in my life. Mm. And our congregation has adapted that same feeling. So we're not in here in a competitive mode. We're not in here, come to our church. This is God's church praying together. But the things we're seeing take place have just been phenomenal.
Well, it sounds very exciting, and I know that we have interviewed a number of people with Brian, including Chief Mike Geyer, the Albuquerque Police Department. He feels very strongly that the prayers offered by New Mexico Praise have impacted his police force, our first responders in the city, and the crime statistics have gone down. Brian, talk a little bit about these relationships you have and people that New Mexico Praise is praying for.
Thank you, Jim. You know, I'm a big believer that relationships are the essence of life. So that's been kind of my leading principle for ministry for 20, 6 years now, that relationships are the essence of life. You know, life, it's all about who you know. Same with eternity. It's about who you know. Do you know Jesus? Right? So in life, it's all about who you know. You know, you build relationships with no other ulterior motive than to serve. But then, you know what? If you serve people and you love people and you care for people and you genuinely pray for them, when you need them, they'll be there for you, you know? And so we've just been able to, you know, with Pastor Richard, myself, and other senior leaders, just to be able to build relationships with some key leaders here in our city and state and just love them with no other hidden agenda. Hey, we love you. We're praying for you. We may not see eye to eye politically always, but we're in this together. And it's easy to be the armchair critic and criticize from the sideline, or you can get in the game and make it a better city, make it a better state. And so, you know, we've been able to build these relationships and steward them well by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. And now they're there for us, you know. So I got a call from one of the executive directors at APS the other day saying, hey, we need this letter from the governor's office, you know, so we can buy food in bulk. Can you help make that happen? And, well, who do you need to talk to? Somebody who can do this. Oh, I know Patty. Yeah, let me give Patty a call. So I called Patty. You know, and just got the, we got the letter today so that we can buy the food at bulk, you know. So it's all about who you know. It's all about relationships. And, you know, there's years ago I heard Babaki say this, that revival spreads at the speed of relationship. Mm. Revival spreads at the speed of relationship. And so we're seeing this amazing network of relationships. What took years, Richard and Cindy been here 38 years. Bishop Cooper's been here, I don't know, 35 years. Mercy and I have been here 22 years. Just building relationships, loving people. And now there is a really strong network that when we need something, we can get something. Mm-hmm. And we've just seen the city and state be really responsive, the police department, the school district. And it comes back to this, you know, will we pray for people? Father, make them one. And, you know, make them one. And so, Father, Lord, help us unite in prayer to be one. To serve each other, to lay down our pride, to lay down our theological pride and prejudice, and just to serve people, to love people. Jesus was the ultimate servant of people. He said in Matthew 20:26, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. And so I think by the grace of God, we follow that servant leadership style, that model, that lifestyle of Jesus, that people respond to that, Christians and non-Christians.
Yeah.
Democrats and Republicans respond when they're genuinely served. They know it, and they respond to that. And we're seeing God do amazing things in New Mexico with the police department, with the school district, with city council last year was one of our biggest donors. We're seeing people respond, and we're seeing this thing arise in New Mexico. You know, New Mexico has one of the lowest numbers, you know, in this whole COVID-19. And we believe that prayer makes a difference in that, in the impact on society. So it's been a real privilege. And so beginning of January, at our January meeting at Calvary, I turned over the leadership of New Mexico Praise to Pastor Richard. When we started this in 2016, when I called him and I said, hey, could you do this with me? I said, Richard, will you be my co-chair of New Mexico Praise? He said, no, this is your vision. You be the chairman. I'll be your vice chairman. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, because one day, maybe in 5 or 10 years, other states are going to want this. And I'll, you know, it'll go national and I'll be able to turn it over to you. And then maybe, you know, 10, 15 years, other nations will want this and it'll go global. Just happen faster in 3 years. And we're in 17 states and 10 nations now. So it just happened a lot faster than him and I ever perceived. But Richard's been a humble servant of New Mexico, him and his wife Cindy, for 38 years of serving Jesus here with integrity, with humility, with brokenness. And there's no one for me that I trusted more than Richard to lead New Mexico Praise into the future. And so we're excited about April 30th, 9 a.m. You can watch it on the New Beginnings Facebook page or the website or New Mexico Praise Facebook page. We'll have guest Mark Anderson. Also, May 7th is National Day of Prayer. We're still going to do it. It's going to be online. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have National Day of Prayer on May 7th. So we're just really excited about all the amazing things that God's doing in New Mexico.
Well, gentlemen, I really appreciate you joining us today. And Pastor Mansfield, I promise we'll get you back on ABQ Connect on a regular basis. Sorry that I haven't had you on sooner. My bad, but I really appreciate your time today. Gentlemen, all God's blessing on your ministries and what's going on with the prayer ministry that you're both collaborating on. It's an amazing thing. So thanks for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much, Jim. Sure appreciate it. Brian, good to be with you, brother.